Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl, Linda Bott. And Linda is on a sabbatical today. And I'm here with the other Bob. Good morning, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Carl.
Bob Belongi should be in here in a few minutes as soon as he convinces his recalcitrant Jeep to start with his bad battery right now. What's the weather look like?
Well, it's looking dry for at least the next, probably the next couple of days. Mostly sunny with a high near 63 today, pretty much like yesterday. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 45. Then partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 65 as another storm front should move in at some point early Thursday morning. And by Thursday night, we'll have an 80% chance of rain.
Okay. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The customers are warm friends of better-known business where seniors and veterans get discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, a lot of other things going on today. Of course, our phone lines are 605-4567. It is the 26th of January, 2016, 7 minutes after 7 here today. And like Bob just said, it's 39 degrees going up to 63, so some more sun. It was kind of strange. I walked out the door yesterday after being in the denizens of our studio. In the bowels of KCNR 1460, and the sun hit me, and it was so great. And it was like, gosh, around noontime, so I went out there and just wanted to lay in the bed of my truck, which is still filled with water from the storms here. So I guess I should let all that out too. Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to be talking with our friends from the Sons of Italy. We'll be here today talking about a crab feed, but about a few other things that way. We want to talk to Mark Story with Haven Humane and the things they're doing and their monthly update. Plus, in between, everything else we can talk about, like, you know, we've heard of Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. We know those names. We fought those names. There's a new name to look out for. The Institute for the Study of War and the American Enterprise Institute gave a presentation a couple of days ago, and it appears that Al-Qaeda has an affiliate in Syria called Jabhat al-Nusra. And nobody's really – they're not very well known, but they will be because this is a very organized group of terrorist, and they've got ties all throughout the world. It's one of the largest organizations that have been seen, yet nobody's really heard of it yet because they have been kind of working in the shadows of ISIS in this. But these experts, they're military people, State Department people, all former military and State Department. After all the studies, I believe that this new organization could be even more dangerous than ISIS. In the fact how organized they are and how they're spread throughout the world. So, something else to look forward to for this year. Here's something else, too. Planned Parenthood. You remember when all this thing broke on Planned Parenthood? And these, you know, people were videotaping these Planned Parenthood executives. Oh, yeah, we can get to these bodies. Yeah, it's just how we just have to snip them here and snip them there. I mean, and they're showing parts and all these things. Well, the Texas governor just goes berserk and he says, you know what, this is just, you know, reprehensible what they're talking about, and we're going to do an investigation. And so they did an investigation. They got two investigations, and one of them went to a grand jury in Houston. Well, Planned Parenthood comes out clean, you might say. No indictments against them. They said they didn't do anything wrong. They were just selling, you know, they were selling organs, and this is the part I don't understand, for research. They were selling organs for research that had been donated by the, I don't know if you call them mothers, but the donor women, since they're not really mothers because they were aborted. And the guy and the man and the woman who did these videos were indicted. They were indicted for buying, for purchasing human organs. They get busted for purchasing human organs, and the Planned Parenthood doesn't get busted for selling human organs because they can, I guess they can sell them in the sense of for research, and that these guys had tampered with the government document. I don't know what that means, except saying is that they were from, you know, the Living Tissue Research Corporation. I'm not sure what it is. But I find this really interesting that these people, in the cavalier way they were doing it, which is what really, really, I think, shocked America. And Planned Parenthood saying, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. We might have said it. May it look bad, but you know, we didn't say anything wrong. And these people are anti-abortion people. We go, oh, yeah, well, they are. They are anti-abortion people. But it still goes back to, did they say this? Yes, they did. Did they act this way? Yes, they did. Now, so in Houston, Texas, the couple were indicted, for the man for buying human organs. It kind of just makes you think about this for a second. Is it's okay to take, I mean, literally arms and legs and you know, torsos and lungs and brains and heads. It's okay to do that and joke about it over wine and salad, and then show, you know, take them in and show them parts and everything. But it's not okay to film it. And I think they said, oh, no, you can film it. You just can't buy the human organs in Texas. I still think it's reprehensible. I mean, the fact is yes, there's got to be research, but the way these, you know, the Planned Parenthood handles this, and they're making a profit. I mean, come on. And again, I call them. You can't call the women that signed for it donor mothers, because they're not. They're just donors because they're not mothers. Am I being a little strange here, Bob?
No, not at all.
I mean, this doesn't. It doesn't. I just don't quite understand this whole premise here.
Is that
you can do? You know what? I understand. Okay, they lied, and so they showed some kind of government document. Okay, they got them for that, but Planned Parenthood's okay. I guess it's the thing is what they were doing wasn't illegal, but the way they did it was reprehensible, I guess.
Well, the guy who's the head of Center for Medical Progress said if there's a buyer for fetal tissue or for human organs, there has to be a seller. So why no indictment for the seller?
I'm thinking it's because it's done under the guise of medical research. That's the only thing I can think of. The only thing, you know, anyway. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. A big something just started today, last night, in our town of Reading that's going to have, I think, could have a huge impact on how we do things in the future. And we're going to know about it in a couple of days. But let's talk about it as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 12 minutes after 7 here on Tuesday, January the 26th. We'll be right back.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top, or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Reading Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyotomi kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans? Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo, live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
All right.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 39 degrees, going up to 63 today with more sunshine. Sunshine, lollipops, and whatever that song was. Good morning, everybody. And Bad Bob. Came charging.
Yes, neither rain. Okay, it's not raining. Nor snow. Okay, it's not snowing. Nor dark of night. Sun's coming up. But a dead battery did prevent me from making my appointed round. But I'm here now.
You're here now. That's okay. So Bad Bob is back. 7:20 in the morning here on January 26, 2016. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's is now. You go in there, it's 39 degrees out there, maybe 40. Go in and get that hot cup of coffee, that chai, that espresso, that cappuccino. You get it all there at Espresso Joe. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is magnificent. Just magnificent. It's a better-known business, Tobacco and Brew is, and Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. It's just, it's hard to express how much they've done in our community, you know, for people, for not just veterans, but for, you know, anybody. She gave a birthday party to this little girl whose house had just burned down. She didn't know the family, but she gave a birthday party. And all the girls there working at Tobacco and Brew brought in toys, and we went over there. What a wonderful what a wonderful person does something like that. So, Joe and Shelley, big shout out. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, buddy, you're sitting over there like you're ready to talk about something.
Well, it's for those of you who enjoy the Google Doodle of the day, where they salute some event or person, how long do you think that television has been around?
Oh, okay. Now, this is a trick question, because television has been around a long time.
Yes, it has.
I think it's been like the 30s.
Actually, this is the 90th anniversary today of the demonstration of what at the time was a mechanical device that combined a mechanism and electronics to produce a visible screen image demonstrated by Scottish inventor John Logie Baird.
Yogi Bear did it? Yogi Bear did it? Are you kidding? Yogi Bear, the one that says, when you come to the fork in the road, take it? What? He's the one that said deja vu all over again? Yogi Bear invented TV?
You were close, however. It was 1928 was the demonstration, I believe. No, that wouldn't be right. So, anyway, it was 90 years ago.
Let's try and figure that one out. Get your calculator out. 90 years ago would have been sometime. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently, though, the mechanical-based television.
How about 1926?
There we go.
Okay.
one of the side effects of realizing that I had no battery to start my vehicle to get to work was that I skipped coffee.
Okay, now wait a minute here. Tell everybody, you don't have to give the brand name on this, but you can buy these techno things where it says, hey, see this little thing you can hold in your hand? It'll start your engine, right?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't work that well, does it? Do you have to charge it or something, or have it all charged?
It was fully charged. And I hooked it up, and it went beep.
It goes
beep,
right
beep,
into your
light went out.
Does it go right into your?
You hook it to the battery, and presumably this gives you enough juice to kick your engine over and start and be on your way. Did not work as advertised, so I had to run out to the garage and find my old diehard, 50-pound battery pack and hook it up and to get the engine started.
Oh, so this new thing you bought, this new technology.
This little lithium battery, yeah, did not.
Does not work.
Somebody get Musk on the phone. The lithium battery did not work.
Okay. They started the homeless. They started the homeless count. Began, I think, at midnight this morning, and it goes till midnight today, and they've got midnight to the 25th. So what this means is they have all these volunteers going out to homeless camps, to the to everywhere. They had a big pizza dinner over there at Good News Rescue Mission, get people in there. Now I think this is a great idea. They're going by a HUD survey, but here's what, when the lady was here on talking about this, about this homeless survey that went on, she said that and I asked the question, I said, well, are you going to ask about veterans? How many of them are veterans? She said, yes, that's one of the questions. I said, are you going to ask them where they're from? And she said, well, no, that's not on the survey. Or how long they've been here. No, that wasn't on the survey. But Ellen Pfeiffer, let me tell you about this lady who's running this thing. Other people called in, and then people in the chat room jumped in on this, and she said, I'm going to take this back to the committee. And so she sent me an email that day and said, hey, tell everybody that we have added three questions. Are you from Reading? How long have you been in Reading? And why did you come? Wow. You know what, Ellen Pfeiffer, you are a hero, and I can't wait till you till you're finished and get all the statistics so you can come on back here on the show and let's talk about it, because it just makes sense to me. Doesn't it make sense to you that you want to find out where they're from and how long they've been here? I mean, it's kind of hard to say why they're here. I mean, it's difficult to ask that, I'm sure, but at least it gets your arms around it, because then it can help you. If we've got a lot less than we think we've got of homeless, and you're asking in January, so I can't help but think after all this rain and it's January, that you're going to get a different number than you will in spring and summer, wouldn't you think?
I would believe so. There have been stories on the street, the veracity of which has not been established totally, that the reason we have so many indigent people in Shasta County is because of all the free stuff, feeding the birds. Is that a perception or is that a reality? And hopefully this survey will help lay the question to rest. There are those who say, well, of course. Well, and then there's those who will say, well, let's let the numbers prove it.
Well, I think, too, is that this is, you know, if you've got people here now under the rain and the all this, that you're talking about something that's extremely, I mean, you're talking about some solid, hardcore homeless here. And I think we need to get those guys identified, those men and women and children identified. Okay, and then this, you know, because they're using the homeless question and the psychology, you know, the mental health question to drive the police, how we're going to run, you know, who are we going to hire, more policemen or more psychologists? Or are we going to build housing? Now, frankly, I'm not for building housing. I'm thinking, you know, for a lot of people. I mean, that I think you're just asking for trouble there. However, I think that there ought to be programs where we can bring people in off the street, get them sober, get them started, and put them in a safer environment so they can move on from that. But just to willy-nilly start putting people into housing, I just can't accept that. But the other thing on this whole thing also, the other big thing about this homeless thing and this blueprint for safety is how are they going to they're giving the premises on how to raise taxes here. Okay, everybody understands that, right? This isn't just how can we do this as a better job. It's here is why we need to raise taxes, and they're going to point at that blueprint for safety. Now, it's going to be general tax raise. It won't be strictly for law enforcement. Oh, no, it can't be strictly because you won't pass. So they're going to make it a general one. And say so much money goes here, so much money goes there, so much money goes there. What I would really like to see is somebody study how privatizing some of these activities, like how about bringing an ambulance service in with EMTs that take the place of our firemen going out so much. Then we'd have plenty of money to pay the firemen we have. And they'd be, you know, take, what if we, even if it was 25% to 30% of the calls, instead of it being a fire engine heading out, it was an ambulance heading out. Why not that? Why not use that capability? And you've saved money in the short run and the long run by doing that. Is anybody looking at that? Of course not. The other things too are, how much of a tax raise? Where's the money going? And then now Shasta County's got to look at it too. Well, maybe we need to raise our taxes too. So is it going to be like a combined tax raise for safety? You know, blueprint for safety. That we need to get raise money. And at the same time, Brown's talking about raising taxes on charges more for our cars, charges more for our interstate, even though there's money out there that's supposed to be used for that, and it's not being used for that. It's being used for the high-speed railway. I mean, we could be hit, and then they just voted to raise our electric rates 1%, 1.5%. I mean, do you see this over? I mean, I see this is raised to 1%. This is raised to 0.5%. This is raised this. This is raised that. And I don't see any more money coming back to me, the taxpayer.
Death of 1,000 cuts.
Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at all these tax cuts, I mean, somebody ought to take a good look at this. And say, well, wait a minute, you're paying an awful lot of money here, and what are we getting for it? I mean, nobody said anything. Said, oh, we need to get our roads fixed. Well, geez, stop building the railroad.
Well, the state is starting to show a surplus. Now, it's kind of a bogus surplus because part of it's based on the stock market. What do the Democrats, what do the idiots in Sacramento want to do? Oh, let's spend it on more social programs. What can we spend this on? Woohoo!
I know. Where can we spend
Hello?
It instead of saving? Just like our city council did years ago when they said, oh, we don't have to pay into the CalPERS. Instead of making wise investments, they just went out and spent like a bunch of, pardon me, drunken sailors.
Hey.
And wait a minute. I apologize to the sailors. All right.
Having spent a few dollars here.
blow the man down. Okay. California has a spending problem, not an income problem. Figure out how to get it done with an income you have, just like normal people have to. Oh, gee. But as Daniel once said, it's green crack. they've snorted it. They've bought into it so that they're going to use it. 7:30 here in the morning on Tuesday, January the 26th. 39 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, Linda is on sabbatical today, and it is 28 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 26th of January, 2016. 39 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and I'm here with the Sons of Italy, even though that the president of the Sons of Italy is a lady. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're with?
I'm Carol Della Ragione, and I'm with Sons of Italy, Shasta Lodge.
And you're with?
And I'm with Jim Nobley, our past president from Shasta Lodge.
Just sounds very Italian to me.
It is Italian.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
We're going to talk about the food, about eating.
We're going to mangia granchio. Granchio is crab in Italian.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that? Of
no,
course.
I didn't know that.
Well, see that. You learned something
I
today.
I did. It was, you know, down a street someplace in Cuma.
There you go. Yeah.
Heard that word.
You did.
Okay.
All right. So, well, we're having a crab and clam chowder feed on February 5th and 6th. Our Friday night, we have some room for Friday night.
Saturday night sold out.
Saturday night is sold out.
Okay, here's your chance. If you miss crab, Or if you just love crab, the Sons of Italy put on a crab show. That is just magnificent.
It is.
All the crab you can eat.
All the crab you can eat, and, of course, our famous homemade clam chowder. Uncle Ronaldo's famous chowder.
You know what? This stuff right here, if you not only can you drink it, but it causes, you know what? It restores hair loss. It can grow hair back when you do it, you know, when you eat it. If you eat enough of it.
It will.
It does. And then other things, too, it stops, what, bursitis?
Oh, yeah.
And other things like
ailments.
That. If you eat enough, if you
any
eat,
itis.
Any itis you have, if you eat enough of Uncle Ronaldo's clam chowder.
Yes, indeed.
It'll take care of that.
Now this isn't your run-of-the-mill, pop-the-can, warm-it-up stuff. This is made fresh in our kitchen on Friday and on Saturday.
There are thousands of clams that are dying, just dying to get into this.
Dying to please somebody.
Okay, so how much are tickets here?
Well, the tickets are $47 this year. But, you know, the dinner is not just chowder and crab. No. It also includes an antipasto tray.
Oh, yeah.
The salad and the bread, and it's all you can eat of everything that's on the
table.
I've
been there, and it has, I mean, you just, you know, frankly, I see people, they come there for the antipasto salad. I mean, they love it.
Yeah.
And then, but they, you know, they eat a lot of it, where I, frankly, will have, like, maybe a little piece of salami.
Right.
And then save it. For the crab.
Blow it up on the chowder and crab.
Oh.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Bob's been known, I know it's hard to believe, but Bob one time wiped out a whole generation of crab by himself.
Well, I was just going to say that tray comes around and those pepperoncinis, they're gone. My wife.
There you go.
She'll pop those pepperoncinis like Tic Tacs.
There you go. See, so it's an Italian-styled antipasto tray. It has the salami, the pepperoncini, and some cheeses on it. It's delicious. People love it.
Okay, so it's going to be on February the 5th?
Yes.
Because the 6th is sold out?
Yes, Saturday night is sold out.
And how do people get a hold of you?
Well, if you want some tickets, you need to call John and Cheryl.
Okay.
At 605-1351. Now, they may not return your call during the day, but they will return your call that evening.
Okay, and you tell them how many tickets you need and all that?
You tell them how many tickets you need. And another nice thing is that the seating is already designed for you. So if you buy a block of tickets, you don't have to come in and scramble around trying to find a place to sit.
Okay.
You're going to have a location to sit with your group, which is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, I mean, people... You don't have to sit down at one end of the table while your spouse is at the other end or something like
should
that.
Should you be bringing all your stuff like, Carol, should you be bringing things like your butter warmers and your crab crackers, or do you need that?
No, you do need to bring your butter warmers, your crab crackers, and you need to bring your butter. We don't provide a lot of butter for you, so.
Okay. But that's good to know.
We provide some red sauce, but if you're into other kinds of sauces, your own.
I tell you what, if you are true Ready Knight or Shasta Countyite, an Andersonite, you know, Sons of Italyite. You've got your little crab you've got your little crab bag that you take with you everywhere. It's got two butter warmers. It's got it's got something you put the butter in, and you've got extra candles for underneath the butter warmers. You have your own crab crackers. And, of course, you have. You probably could use your own crab napkin, even though you all probably provide crab napkins.
We provide that, yeah.
But probably you could still put it on, have your own one that's just for you. It has maybe something written on there.
Personalized.
Like death the crab.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And maybe in even your little crab hat.
Hey.
That's a great idea.
Dress it up.
And
let's make it an event.
And then you have there for your crab hat. And then now people know you're a serious crab. You know, some people have even been putting on these safety glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because when they're cracking that crab, they just, you know.
Oh, I've seen them with plastic from head to toe.
Oh, there you go.
Covered, yeah.
Anyway. And it all goes to a good cause.
It does. It goes back into our fund for our community events, community charities.
Uh-huh.
One other thing I might mention is we do have a raffle that night. We will be giving away a new color TV, flat screen TV, and a lot of wonderful baskets.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Nice.
It sounds like a great night. What time does it start?
7 o'clock. We'll be serving at 7. Doors open at 5:30, so go.
Got to get there. Plenty of parking, plenty of seating.
Plenty of parking, plenty of seating.
I mean, and so, but you know what? Better call. Give us that number again. Sons of Italy, this is their big crab feed. And I can tell you what, Bob's been there. I've been there. It is outstanding.
This is the number you want to call for tickets, 605-1351. And if you don't get an answer, leave a message.
Leave a message.
Your call will be returned to you.
Okay. Now, good luck with this. And how many people can you feed at one time?
We feed 239 people.
239. See, so this is kind of like You know, this isn't like 1,000 people in there. I mean, and then you plus you get all these great people from the Sons of Italy serving you.
That's too. Another plus. There That's, you go.
There's
you
another plus. But you got to learn to in Italian, you know, something like paisano, you know, more crab or whatever the word is.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Sons of Italy, y'all do so much for our community and so many great things around here. And they've got a big crab feed. They've still got tickets left. It's on Friday, February the 5th, out at the Sons of Italy Hall. Out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cole.
You
Thank
bet. You, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is about 17 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 26th of January, it's Tuesday. 39 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors, all of them are NRA instructors, by the way, teach all over Northern California, 7 or 8 counties up here. Provide the most complete CCW training in the area. Put through hundreds of people each month at Northern Firearms Instruction. And for if you don't have a gun, if your gun doesn't fit you, they can switch you out there at the range, get you in a gun that fits you, and provide that and ammunition at no cost to you. Register online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Okay. and I'm here with NorCal Limousine Services and, of course, Jamie Gamble. Jamie,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just heard something, you know, today. I mean, you know, we use Jamie on the Christmas light tour.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it was extraordinarily great. You show up, first of all, on time. And let me tell you why this is important. We had drivers that are supposed to pick up some of the band members after a gig.
Yeah.
Never did show up.
You know, I was
never did show up.
I grew up in a military family, and if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
Yeah, there you go. And so the limousine is absolutely immaculate. You've got water, Pepsi, 7-Up. And adult beverages in there.
Yes, of course.
And glasses, which Linda always knows. Oh, these are glasses.
Right? Yeah, not plastic.
And then off we went for, you know, with the grandkids and my daughter and son, my in-laws. We all went out to see the Christmas lights, and it was a great time.
You enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. You took us to all these great places.
Good.
And on that time frame, we hopped out, walked right up there, you know, sat in front of it, took photos. Linda and the girls sat in Santa's lap, and he loved that. In fact, one of them said, he's a little grabby here. But Santa's been sitting out there a long time, probably been having some rum toddies.
Yeah.
So you can't really blame Santa for that.
Yeah, over 20 years.
Yeah, over 20 years he's been sitting right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was a great time. So and you were sold out.
Yes, I was. I sold out right around the beginning of December.
So if you want to really have a great experience, you give NorCal Limousine and Jamie a call, because it was a good time. And you had information about them, too. Oh, yeah, this has this and this is that.
I mean, yeah, it's a tour. Cool. Yeah, it's not just here. I'm going to take you there, and good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to circle around. I'm going to pop open the doors. Now, the other thing about the limo is we were talking safety in the new new laws. Ever since that terrible tragedy there on the San Francisco Bridge, and that fire in that limo, but you'd already gotten that. You've already got double doors to get out and all
I have a fifth
things.
Door up front.
Yeah,
and,
fifth door. Yeah.
I made sure when I ordered the limo, I got that because I always wanted that. Just the extra convenience of being able to get out and not have to slide all the way down.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing.
And it turned out to be a good thing because now the law requires it.
So that now you've got five ways to get out, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you've got a variety of ways to get out.
Correct, yeah.
Something I just learned today was that being a military family, if there is a tragedy, if there is a somebody killed in action or dies on active duty, that, you know, it's bad enough to have of course to lose someone that you love, but that and then try to have everything taken care of. But
exactly.
You just said something to me that was really touching.
For any active duty, anybody who falls fighting for this country and fighting for our freedom, I provide my service free of charge. And we go up to the Veterans Cemetery quite often, and I'm there to do a tiny bitty part. And it's minuscule compared to what they have done for us. But I feel that that's the very least I could do.
Well, that's really, it's nice of you to do something like that. Plus, veterans get, I think, what'd you say?
They get a discount. It's $5 off per hour.
Uh-huh.
So it adds up as you go along.
Sure. Okay. Well, tell us about NorCal Limousine.
Well, we've been around now 3 years. I just pulled the numbers, getting ready to do my taxes. And from 2014 to 2015, we've increased 49%.
Wow.
So my name is getting out there. I'm happy about that.
Well, we're trying to do our best here.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and been up here for about 5 years and been in business for about 3. Absolutely love the community up here. People are great.
So why did you come here?
We have family up here,
okay.
And I didn't want to raise my children in Southern California. Because we're from
LA.
Yeah,
I guess that, you know, when you get down into it like that, have you ever regretted coming up here?
No, I have never regretted it. They go to Grant Elementary School, wonderful school. It's great. We live on the west side. Absolutely love it. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, that's cool. I've heard a lot of good things about Grant.
Oh, it's amazing.
What up, buddy?
And I will tell you that I drive past Jamie's on the way home, and
yeah, hardly my neighbor.
Hardly a day goes by that he's not out there servicing the limo.
Yeah, I'm constantly. I'm a kind of a
he is in love with his car.
Well, you know what? It looks like it too. I mean, you know, it's just wonderful. I mean, it is. And what you're doing for those who have fallen in the service of this country, and for veterans like that,
the very least.
the you know having but you know a limo service. I know you've been experienced in that. And did, yeah. I mean, when you came up here, was that in your mind?
No, actually, it wasn't. I was going to school, and I was actually going to be an X-ray tech, and you know, it just kind of all fell in my lap all of a sudden. I've been driving limos for 10, 11 years in Southern California, and I enjoyed it. It was fun, but I never really thought that I could do that, because in Southern California, you have to have a fleet, otherwise you're not going to make it. So when I kind of fell in my lap and I realized I could do it, it was kind of like reset, and let's go full bore for this. And I did, and so far it's been very, very good to me.
You know, that's great. And the, you know, X-ray tech, I have a buddy of mine, my combat buddy, spent a long time in the Marine Corps, and plus he was a cop down in the Phoenix area, was getting his X-ray, he's becoming an X-ray tech.
Yeah.
And it just floored me when I heard this. Why do you want to be an X-ray tech? And you go, well, you know, there's all types of great reasons for it. There's a shortage of X-ray techs, mm-hmm. It pays really good.
It pays good, yeah.
And so that's interesting.
And now it's all digital, so you don't have to deal with film or any of that kind of stuff. It was
That's pretty cool.
I learned a lot. It was definitely very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not as interested. Okay, I got to hear the stories.
Yeah.
All right, now, of course, Jamie will never say who they are. So your names are safe, thank God for me. But tell us some great stories. It could be from L.A.
Okay,
too.
Yeah.
Tell us, like, a couple of limo stories from Southern California.
Oh, my goodness. I have some a horror story, kind of, in ways. Southern California, working with, picked up the assistant district attorney and took her around. And it was an all-day thing, 10, 12 hours, I think it was. And this kind of goes to a little of the corruption, too, in the end. But so we went all around, took her to all these different appointments, and went to visit her boyfriend in the mental institution. And she was...
Okay, now this is an assistant DA from L.A.
Yes.
From the... Okay, so... And you were taken around in a limo?
Yes.
Or a Lincoln car?
In a limo.
In a limo.
By herself.
By herself.
Yes.
Okay, now this was not cheap.
No.
Obviously. So, okay, so you're driving around to all her appointments, and you'd wait for her.
Yes.
And then you took her out to her boyfriend, visit her boyfriend, who's in a mental institution.
Who's in a mental institution. Yes.
Okay, well, you know, she's got some, loyalty, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then what?
So I would have to pull, she would make me pull over to go in the back and mix her a drink. And she was drinking while she was doing this, obviously.
So you had to mix her drinks,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'd have to pull over to change the radio station for her because she could not figure it out, or she didn't want to have to deal with it, one of the two. Yeah, I got to the point where I had dropped her off and I called my boss and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to leave this lady here. And he's like, no, please, she's one of our best clients. You can't do that. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, I can't do that. And so I didn't do it, and it's quite funny because at the end of all of this, I take her to her apartment. She tells me, come up with me. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. So I go up with her, and she writes me a check from the district attorney's office check to pay for the limo, which was like $1,500. And then she writes me a tip check from the district's attorney office for $500. Needless to say, I ran to the bank and cashed those checks immediately.
Oh, wow. $2,000 of district attorney money. Which
your
day.
Tax dollars.
Your tax dollars. Okay, yeah. Now that's a great story.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I don't know if you could do that around here.
This was years and years and years ago.
Years ago.
Let us hasten to those tuning in.
I don't even remember her name.
She's probably the DA now. Or she's, yeah, you know what? She's right. A federal judge appointed by...
Obama.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Los Angeles that we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not talking...
Yeah,
we're not, no,
we're
no.
not talking about
that
County.
That was not Stephanie Bridget.
Let's not get rumors going.
That's not, that was not Stephanie Bridget. No. All right?
This I don't even think the credit card limit would go that high up here, right?
No. See, everything is limited to $300 here.
Oh, good.
You can't... If you get a check over $300 from the county, you've got to go down and you know, have your photo taken and everything, because they're saying we do not write checks over $300 in this county. Okay, so that was a good story. Yeah, I like that one. Don't you just love driving people around that want you to serve them, you know, to mix them drinks, and at the end of it, they write you checks, but that's not their money.
Yes, right?
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, you know what? But that was kind of epitomizes. That epitomizes some city and county and federal state workers.
It does.
Not, of course, all of them, because we have some really great ones out there. But I think that epitomizes what everybody hates about it, that you've got some woman that's driving around doing her job that she, you know, but she wanted, you know, so she's being escorted around.
Yeah.
She's having people change. I mean, it's like living. She's living like a billionaire,
yes,
or a millionaire, a multimillionaire. Yeah. They've got a chauffeur that mixes them drinks, changes the stations on the radio because it's too hard to figure out.
She's entitled.
Takes them in there, takes them visit her boyfriend and back. All this on government city time, and she's probably getting paid $100 an hour easily. And so she, and then she writes this check, and then she writes this a $500 tip.
Yes.
On top of it. Because it doesn't come out of her account.
Exactly.
I just love this. I mean, this to me, you know, if it wasn't so damn sad, it'd be hysterical.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. But you won't find that up here.
No.
No. In fact, if they give you a credit card, I'd refuse it.
You know, it's funny, the clientele up here, there's a huge difference from Southern California to Northern California.
Uh-huh.
The clientele up here is generally so much happier and more excited and thankful than down there.
Well, Jamie, I think part of it is a lot of people don't drive. We don't ride in limousines up here.
No.
So when you ride in a limousine, like from the grandkids, this was a big treat. We rode in a limousine. I mean, it's a big treat for everybody. You don't have to drive. And the kids were having hot chocolate because you had hot chocolate ready.
Yeah.
Kids were having hot chocolate. I mean, this was a big deal for them. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things you say. Instead of taking your kids to a bounce around, put them in a limo. Let them drink soft drinks in there and
apple cider.
And apple cider and stuff, and take them around town, show them, you know, have them take them down to the bridge or take them to other places.
Yeah.
And know this is something they're going to remember. I mean, this is a great, and I wouldn't have understood that except watching my grandkids.
Yeah.
I thought this was, and then they had their photos taken in it, and they were taking selfies in it, and then they were telling their friends about it.
Good.
Without revealing any names, of course, have you given rides to any people who appear to be company VIPs scouting the area? Because, heck, you'd be on the front line on that one.
I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want any names.
I've actually driven a billionaire who has come to Reading.
Really?
Yeah, a billionaire.
A billionaire.
Yeah.
So...
Not going to release any names.
No. We don't want his name. I mean,
yeah, and I don't know what his business was here. I just took him around. But, yeah, pretty interesting. Came in on his own private jet. And
now, who calls you about this?
So I was actually referred to him by somebody who had been up here before that worked for him.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he ended up getting my name.
Well, isn't that interesting? Can I ask things like, I guess there's, you've got your limousine code.
Did you go out to Stillwater and laugh?
Did you go out to Stillwater?
Okay. Not with this guy, but I've gone out to Stillwater multiple times with several
other clients. Other people have
clients.
Come. Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? I ought to apply for a limo job with you.
There you
go. Just to keep, be broadcasting from right here.
We pay well.
Okay. Jamie Gimble and, I'm sorry, Gamble, and NorCal Limousine Services, reliable, courteous, professional. I can vouch for all of those. Good guy. He's offering up his services for those whose family has fallen in the line of duty.
Yes.
And plus discounts for veterans that want to go on out and have a good time.
Definitely.
And are you already taking up reservations for next year?
Oh, yeah. I started in December because people, like Linda, wanted to make sure they had their spot for next year.
There you go.
So,
and then we've had friends that as soon as we finished, you dropped us off and sped off to pick them up and for the next group. Because you go from, what, 5 to 9?
I go 5 to 7 and then 8 to 10 for the Christmas light tours.
Okay.
Yeah. So cool. I have an hour in between. I got to turn the car, make sure everything looks absolutely beautiful, and
get all that hot chocolate off the out of the seats. Oh no, we're more. No, they can't drink. They put a top on that. Put a top on that. There's a limo. Yeah. Oh look, if you're gonna throw up, throw out the window. Get it on the side. Yeah.
Knock on wood, it hasn't happened yet. It's
really?
All been outside.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Oh, it's all been outside.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, NorCal Limousine Services, give them a call at 276-8851 or check out norcallimo.com.
Yeah, like us on Facebook and check out our Yelp reviews, too. We have some of the best Yelp reviews up here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, are you doing these? Have you seen these Mimi things?
Yes.
That be like or
oh,
something
yes.
like that?
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
I was going through one, and I found one for me, but I didn't know if I should put it on there because it had a word that was not nice. but it really appealed to me. I might still put it on today. Okay. Hey, Jamie, thanks so much.
You do a great job, buddy.
And good luck out there.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Mark Story of Haven and Maine.
And KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It was a major storm that impacted the eastern part of the country over the weekend, but thankfully the price tag seems to have remained more or less in check.
When it's all said and done, the economic cost is going to be very, very small.
Small by major storm standards, about $2.5 billion to $3 billion in lost economic output, according to Ryan Sweet with Moody's Analytics. In New Jersey, a woman and her one-year-old son died of carbon monoxide poisoning while sitting in a running car that had its tailpipe covered in snow, not allowing the poisonous gases to be properly released, just one of the more than 42 deaths known to have been blamed on the storm. President Obama will be reviving his proposal for retirement savings accounts in his latest budget proposal. Labor Secretary Tom Perez says the proposals are receiving bipartisan support.
And why wouldn't they? These proposals are all about helping people keep more of what they earn and giving them the opportunity to enjoy a safe and secure retirement.
If enacted, the White House says that the proposal would provide more than 30 million people with access to retirement savings accounts. A strong job market and low gasoline prices helped to boost U.S. consumer confidence again this month.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index increased from 96.3 last month to 98.1 in January. The business research group says Americans were more confident about the future, although their assessment of current economic conditions were unchanged from December.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. UN humanitarian leaders are pleading with the warring parties in Syria to stop bombing schools and to allow aid workers access to the sick and to overcome what they call a political failure to end an intractable conflict. UN humanitarian coordinator Yaqub El-Hilo.
Dare I say, we are now beginning to see Syrians almost losing hope that the world cares. The world cares. And we hope the world does care.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg, another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
Witness the true story of a spiritual awakening that saved a high school and shook a city.
I'm asking you right now, stand up and make a decision to change.
Experience One Hope.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win,
one truth.
On this day,
one way.
They will!
Woodlawn. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In stores now on Blu-ray and DVD.
UNICEF is seeking $2.8 billion in its 2016 appeal to help children in the midst of humanitarian emergencies around the world. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Director of Emergency Programs, Sikandar Khan, says about a quarter of the multi-billion dollar appeal will target education, which the agency considers is a life-saving measure for children when war has shuttered many schools. But the largest single chunk, $1.6 billion, aims to help some nearly 7 million Syrian children inside and outside Syria. The appeal is part of a broader funding drive led by the UN, which targets at-risk people across the globe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New rules kicking in for asylum seekers in one European country. In Denmark, the parliament expected to vote today to allow police to seize valuables worth more than $1,500 from asylum seekers to help cover their housing and food costs. That brings that in line with welfare rules in the same country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Department of Transportation says U.S. drivers traveled a record number of miles in 2015, at least 3.1 trillion. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The number of miles traveled on U.S. roads is closely watched because states are beginning to test a program to tax drivers based on how many miles they travel instead of how many gallons of gas they buy. The plan is called the VMT, which stands for Vehicle Miles Traveled, and it faces opposition in Washington, where it has been floated as an alternative to the gas tax.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. Oregon and California are already moving ahead with pilot mileage fee programs. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is joining fellow Texan Senator Ted Cruz's campaign in Iowa today. Perry is scheduled to make 7 stops with Cruz in central Iowa, along with Iowa Congressman Steve King and Bob Vanderplatz, head of the social conservative advocacy group, The Family Leader. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It is 5 minutes after 8 here on Tuesday, January the 26th, 2016. And Bad Bob, what kind of weather do we have here, buddy?
And as we take a look at the radar, nice and clear. It'll be partly cloudy today. Chance of a rain shower later on in the day. That pattern will continue for the next few days. Our next chance of rain begins on Thursday night and becomes pretty much a certainty by Friday. We should see about another half inch of rain in the area. Then as we head into the weekend, partly cloudy, more off and on rain throughout the next several days. In fact, the last I heard, the long-range forecast was this pattern will continue at least through March.
So we're going to have rain again then Thursday. So yep. Tomorrow will be kind of cleared, and then Thursday and Friday, Saturday, we'll be back into the rain then.
Yep, and today's Shasta Lake total, yesterday 962 feet, today 965 feet.
Three feet continues to rise. All right, great. Hey, good morning, everybody, and our weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm. That was, you know, leave me on. 365-3793 is the phone number. You know what? I know he does that on purpose. He does it on purpose. I'm on a roll, and he turns my microphone off. And he goes, oh, was that you? There's no respect around here. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. You know, I want to tell everybody about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet is coming, and it's going to be February 19th at Wind River, and tickets are only $20. But how do you get these tickets? Well, you can do it several ways. You can send an email to Tammy Walker. So it's, I tell you what, let's go through Celestina Traver. C. Traver, that's T-R-A-V-E-R, at co.shasta.ca.us, or this is the easiest way. Call Vince Stevens at 949-5000. That's 949-5000. He probably doesn't answer the phone all the time, but just leave a message that says, I want X number of tickets, and you give your name and your phone number, and he will get back to you. That's Vince Stevenson, 949-5000 for these tickets. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield can do. Yeah, that's right. Windshield repair business can do. He offers full guarantees. Veteran-owned business that can fix from little bitty chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's him. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Since 1 January, 21 inches of rain at Shasta Dam.
That's awesome.
Another 3 feet went in there and over the weekend. And so 21 inches of rain at Shasta Dam.
And I saw on the news we're at 129% of our snowpack in the north.
Is that, and I see now that's really important.
Yep.
Now, you're hearing this voice, this disembodied voice in the background.
Mark I just Story. Introduced myself.
Yeah, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, it's that time of the month we get you in here.
That's right.
And catch up on all
the
things.
I can't believe it's the end of the month, end of January already. We're already through the first month of 2016.
I know.
How is that?
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
2016. Okay, now here's something if you want to really. I'm not even going to bring it up. Okay. I was going to make myself feel older, but I'm not going to do that right now. Okay, of course, Haven Humane and all the things that are going on. Now, you've got a clinic special.
Yes.
This has been coming out, and it's...
Beat the heat.
I love this.
Yeah.
It's $20 for during this month of February, you can get your female cat spayed for $20 during Beat the Heat special. Okay, now I'm getting feedback. You know?
Now we're back.
Yeah,
so the Beat the Heat special, thanks to a generous grant from PetSmart Charities, we did this month, we actually did the neuter one, Happy Neuter Year special.
Uh-huh.
And so that filled up very quickly, and so this one will as well. This one is for cat spays. It's $20 for a cat spay. You need to come in between 9 and 11 at the clinic and prepay your $20 and do all the paperwork. And those spots will go quickly. So
this is 9 and noon. Is it 9 and 11?
Yeah, 9 to 11 would be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and it's $20, but for getting your cat spayed,
yeah,
beat the heat. You know what?
Yeah.
You guys come up with the greatest.
That's actually PetSmart Charities. We come up with a lot of great ones, but these ones I can't take credit for. These are actually from PetSmart Charities.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, in conjunction with cats... You've got a new playroom for the cats?
We do. Yes, thanks to Alex and Sally, two of our great volunteers. Sally came in and had a thing with an iPad where the cats can actually paint. And so they kind of chase a mouse on an iPad, and it puts different colors, and you can choose it. So they do some artwork on that, and she had some gift cards made. We still have quite a few left if you want to come in and purchase them. And so she did that as a fundraiser to try and get a community cat room. And so we did a little remodeling in our adoption center. We took a wall out and made a visiting room and a closet into a community cat room. So we're going to have a bunch of cats in there. That will probably open in the next, sometime in February. We need to, the room is complete. We just need to put all the stuff in it now and get the cats in there.
Do cats get along okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, some do, some don't, but most do.
They sort it out.
Yeah, so we're going to make sure that, obviously, the cats that are in there will be adult cats that have been with us a bit, and they will be ready to go home. They will all already be altered before they even go in there, and they will have all their vaccinations.
Well, you know what? We have cats around our neighborhood that every so often they get into the screaming fight. Are those usually non-altered cats?
Yeah, every now and again I get in a fight with my sister or one of my friends, so, you know, it's normal.
It's probably a non-altered fight, though.
It's a non-altered fight, yeah. It's a non-altered fight. But, yes, altering the animals does help with that, but, you know, some cats don't get along with other cats, some dogs don't get along with other dogs.
Yeah, I know. You know, isn't that strange? Because we have friends. They've had two dogs, and they raised them together.
Mm-hmm.
And one was older than the other one, and one was a terrier, one was a hunting dog. Brittany Spaniel and a Jack Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all of a sudden, and something's changed.
That's weird.
And Jack Russell's gotten really aggressive. Big fights, big bloody fights. And I know.
Yeah, that's weird. Something probably changed in the household.
Something changed.
Yeah.
But you know what? But I don't know. We know the people.
Yeah, that's not normal for dogs to do that are raised together to just all of a sudden start fighting. So something's
happened.
Something in the environment changed.
I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've got them with a dog trainer, and trying to figure out what's happened here.
Yeah.
It's not like they haven't had these kind of dogs before.
Right, right.
The last Jack Russell they had was just a beautiful little lovey dog. I don't know. But that's why I always think too is something's changed in there, because I've always thought that it comes down kind of to a pack mentality
in most cases.
And then there's something that's altered, and now they're fighting for supremacy.
Yeah.
Can a dog get to be a certain age and get like that? Or?
Well, I mean, just like people, you know, sometimes they can be unstable just like people are. That can happen, but more times than not when something like this happens, it's, in my experience anyway, it's something in the environment changed. Another animal came in, maybe a new toy. Maybe you had kids. Something like that will change, and the dog's mentality and their place in their pack seems threatened, and so they act out. But if they're going to a trainer, that's exactly what I would recommend, because the trainer's going to ask all the questions about, okay, what's changed? Has anything changed? And they're going to go through that, and they're going to observe the animals, and they're going to see what it is, and they'll be able to get down to the bottom of it fairly quickly. If it's a medical thing, then obviously you would take it to a vet. But at that point, it doesn't sound like it's something medical. It sounds like it's something in the environment.
You know, that's what I would think, because, you know, I had a friend that had a, what do you call those little, it was a little Sheltie dog. Mm-hmm. Dog was smart.
Yeah.
She could give it, she could send it out and give it hand and arm signals and go like this. And, you know, I mean, and would sit down, I mean, 50 yards away from her. And we're on this walk and there's these dogs around. I said, aren't you concerned about Sam? And she said, they'll sort it out. She says, if I stop, I become the pack. And this is just what she said. I become the pack and Sam will fight. Or, you know, feels like he's going to be, the pack's going to help him. But if I'm not here, pack's not there, guess what? I'm there by myself. I become, you know, she says they sort it out. And she was right every time. Okay. Maybe she'd been wrong once or twice. But as long as that dog, you know, as long as you weren't there, as long as she wasn't there to reinforce him, then he would just, you know, dog sort it out. It's interesting.
Yeah, and most of the time they do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Veteran-owned business, great guys over there, Martin and his people over Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. We've always used them since we've been in, you know, 8 years in town here. Nothing but great things to say about Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. If you have an emergency, can handle any type of heating and cooling systems. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club,
where you will experience exceptional every day.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebod. It's 8:21 in the morning here on the Tuesday, the 26th of January, 2016. 44 degrees out there, going up to 63. Nice weather here for today, tomorrow, but Thursday, the rain comes back in again. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice, that's where we buy our guns, is right there. Why? Because the customer service is just outstanding. They stand behind everything that they sell. And they have everything you could possibly imagine for shooting sports, whether it's just the guns, the ammunition, the optics, the range finders, ways of carrying your weapons, reloading equipment, everything. Everything you could possibly want, including classes down there on CCW and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated. Veterans always get good discounts down at Bastiani Arms. 222-8222 is their phone number. Or just stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Okay, Mark Story is my guest today, and we've just been talking about a number of things that are going on in the Haven Humane world. So good morning.
Good morning.
I've lost my cheat sheet.
Yeah.
All right here. It was just here,
yeah,
too.
I saw it.
Well, so we've talked about cats.
Yep. So one of the big things is our new website just went live yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And we're pretty excited about that, havenhumane.org. We're still working on it. We got a lot of stuff we need to kind of get up and running on it, but it looks great. It's very mobile friendly, which is something we haven't had in the past, and it's very updated.
Is it like an app? Do you have apps yet?
No, we don't have an app for it. You know, we've got a really active Facebook page, and we always encourage people to go to our Facebook page because every 200 likes, we sponsor an adoption. And I think I looked yesterday, we're within probably 60 or 70 likes of another sponsored adoption, which is great. But so we have our Facebook really active, and then our website. Yeah, but it's only when you like the page.
It doesn't count, though.
Right. Yeah, well, when you like it, though, people see that, and it promotes that thing that you like, which is great. But, yeah, every new like, and I think we're almost at 6,800, if I'm not mistaken, likes, which is crazy. And when you think about it, last year, at the beginning of 2015, I think we were at, I want to say we were less than 4,000. We were a little over 3,000, and so we've really ramped up the people that are helping us on Facebook, which is fantastic because they have really helped us network the animals and find lots of homes for them.
If we go up one a week, I think we're doing good because we're already at that 143,000 likes. So just keep nodding your head.
143,000, okay. Huh?
Yeah, see, I just seen if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. We've talked about the clinic special, the $20 mm-hmm. during the Beat the Heat, the community challenge. You did great.
We did great, yeah, we did. We were setting our goal for 300 animals adopted. We missed that slightly. We hit 297, so we were three shy on
you
that.
You could have taken three cats home.
But, no. But we sent another 107 animals to rescue and 179 back to their homes.
In addition
to the 297.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Yeah, we're really happy. We put a lot of animals back in homes and into new homes for the holidays, which is fantastic.
I see photos all the time. If they had just been chipped, they could have been home by now.
Right. Yeah. So we promote that all the time. We want people to chip their animals.
How much does that cost?
At Haven, it's $30. If you
go just have a big chip day down there, and you know, have like a big barbecue, and people bring their
We call that dogathon.
Yeah, well, dogathon. Oh, okay, you could do it during dogathon then.
We do. It's $20 during dogathon, and it's actually $20 when we do our all of our shot clinics as well. So okay. We do that throughout the year as well. So it's pretty inexpensive, and for those people, because I get this question all the time, we go through Home Again microchips, and so it's a one-time fee. And we actually will help with the registration, depending on where you get it done at. If you adopt, then we do the registration for you. And it's just a one-time fee, so that fee is good. Now, you do have to call them and change and update the information, but if that information doesn't change, it's good. You don't have to pay an annual fee or anything like that.
Okay. I know we're on a timeline here. So, volunteer orientation?
Volunteer orientation, yes. Our volunteers have been amazing. They logged I think it was 7,400 hours of volunteer time in 2015, which is it was 7,700. And so I'm hoping we can get over 8,000 this year, which would be great. And, you know, the volunteers have been amazing. They've been working in the cat rooms now. They've been helping out in the clinic with licensing, just doing all kinds of stuff. And then the majority of them walk the dogs. And the socialization of the dogs has been fantastic. We had a bunch of volunteers both in the Christmas lighted parade as well as the rodeo parade, which was great. And they walked dogs for us, which was fantastic. And I love our volunteers. I think they're amazing. They do play groups now. They're starting to do play groups twice a week, which is when they bring more dogs out in the yard than just one.
Everybody plays?
Yep. Yesterday they had, I know that they were up to four. They may have got up to five dogs in the yard at once. And so, you know, and sometimes, you know, one dog doesn't get along with another one, so we may have to separate them. But there's times when we can get seven dogs in the yard safely, and they play and romp.
Do you bring them out by size?
We have a majority of big dogs anyway, so it's usually the dogs that have been around a little bit longer is the ones that they want to do the play groups with, because it's to help stimulate them and enrich their lives, and so we want them to get out there and play. And they have kind of their regulars that they know are really great play group dogs, so they'll bring them out first, and then they'll start introducing new ones. So, and they're usually there, it's usually 2 to 3 hours on Monday, and then they're starting to do it on Thursdays as well. So play group is great, and you know, like I said, I love all of our volunteers. The play group is fun. I go out there with the play group as much as I can on Mondays. I was only out there for about a half hour yesterday, but usually I tell Janet I'm going out to the play group, and then an hour and a half later I show up.
Do you run after the ball too?
They don't play ball. There's no toys.
Okay.
Because the idea is for them to play
aggressive
together.
They,
yeah, and so you don't want to
Okay.
make it a safe environment for them to play together. And so there's actually very little human interaction as well. It's just about them playing with each other. And
socializing.
So, yeah. And so the humans are there to basically police them and make sure that there's no foul play. And there's not. I mean, they romp and play, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, our volunteers are great. So our volunteer, February 6th, which is a Saturday, at 10 a.m. will be the next volunteer orientation. And then again, February 26th, which is a Friday evening at 5:15. And you can call Wendell. You can call 241-1653 and ask to speak to Wendell. He's our volunteer coordinator, and he's done just a fantastic job of getting us more and more volunteers, and it just grows every day.
Okay, now on the second Tuesday
February,
on February 9th, at Cottonwood.
Yeah, Cottonwood Eatery. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, we get together with a bunch of friends, and it's our one night a month where we have now a group of friends. Tina and I have a group of friends. There's about six of them that come with us. And we all get together every Tuesday, second Tuesday, and get to have dinner at a great local restaurant that supports Haven and get to hang out with some friends. It's a great time. So, you know, if you're looking for an excuse to get out and have fun with some friends, this is it. You know, you're not going to pay any more, and some of the proceeds are going to go to Haven and help out the animals. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, we're here with Mark Story from Haven Humane and talking about all these great things that are happening out there and what they're doing to help the animals in our area and what people are doing. It's just a great effort. I tell you what, Mark, I know it's not easy to trying to get all this stuff organized, and you've always got this a can-do, laid-back spirit that, I know you're not laid back, first of all.
See, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
I know, but I know you're not laid back, but you kind of come across as, okay, everything's fine. You know, as long as you're calm, everybody else will be calm, which we've discovered in our time in the service. But, you give that, and you give so much to this community. But you bring in all these – the reason it keeps getting better is because of the leadership. And that's – if it was in a horrible condition, you'd be blamed for that too. But since it's good and getting better, you get the accolades.
Well, so thank there. You. Yeah, it's so my there. Team, but thank you. I appreciate it. I'm blessed with a fantastic team.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are back on February 13th. C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, March 4th, March 6th. The Shinedown hits it for one big epic night at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Celtic sensation, Lorena McKennitt, which people are already buying tickets for that one, of course, on March 20th. And then Jay Leno, the hardest working man in show business. He'll be here on March the 26th. You got to go to the ReadingCivic.com website, though. It's ReadingCivic.com. If you go anywhere else, you can get scammed on tickets, and they'll charge you more than what, you know, than what they're selling for. So, again, ReadingCivic.com, or give them a phone call at 229-0022. Lots of good shows coming at Reading Civic. And you missed it. If you didn't see Flashdance, it was just outstanding. It's 8:30 here on the 26th of January. 44 degrees out there, going up to 63. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Storer.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 26th of January. 27 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's 44 degrees going up to 63 today, and some sunshine today and tomorrow. But you know what? Thursday, we got rain coming back again. At 21 inches of rain so far in the month of January. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, has something that other people don't have. It has Bob Belongi going in there all the time to get his hair cut. And me. Man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of Barbershops right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. You can't get any better haircuts anywhere. Better known business. And walk down the street to our friends Millie and Kathy at Classy Cafe. Huge fundraiser that was just absolutely chock full of people. We had to turn people away that night for Millie and Kathy. Go in there, get a great breakfast, lunch, and a hug all at the same time. All right, I'm here with Mark Story from he's the CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of things going on. Now, dog licensing.
Yeah, we just talked about clinics.
Okay, the clinics.
So our first clinic is actually February 2nd from 2 to 5, and that will be at Haven Humane at the Spay Neuter Clinic. And microchips are discounted to $20 when purchasing a license for that day. So you can come get a microchip and get your dog licensed. Rabies shots are also available for cats at this clinic for only $8. And cats must be in a carrier if you're going to get your cats the rabies.
That's right. So you can hold it upside down and so they can't move.
Yep, so it's $8 for a rabies shot, $20 for a microchip.
And this is the time of year for if you've got dogs and cats is to go down. This is a good time of the year. Go down, have them see their vet, go down to Haven Humane, whatever it is. Get all their parvo shots and their rabies shots and get all that thing all updated and their licenses.
Yeah, I mean, whenever it's due is when you should do it. It's on an annual thing. So if your animal hasn't had that done in a while, yeah, get it done, definitely. Especially with all this rain.
We got statistics.
Yeah, I do. I have some stuff. We talked about talking about this. So 2015, so I have some final numbers in. So we intook over 5,600 cats and dogs. On top of that, we intook probably another, don't have the stats for that, but a few hundred animals.
Say that again now.
5,602 cats and dogs.
You took in?
Yes.
Is that off the streets or just people brought them to?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything. Yeah. Our spay-neuter clinic, this is pretty amazing, our spay-neuter clinic spayed and neutered 5,601 animals last year.
And how many did you take in?
5,602 cats and dogs, but these are from clients and everything else,
right,
so
right.
Different. But since 2010...
Wait a minute, so those the ones, so you did over 5,600 animals that were spayed or neutered?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
correct.
Some of them you did for the owners and all that.
Sure, yeah.
But a lot of them you just did because they came in there homeless and all this.
Well, so when they get adopted, yes. A lot of the adopted ones.
All right.
Since 2010, our spay-neuter clinic has spayed and neutered 29,784 animals.
You know, you would think at some point we'd be catching up.
Well, we are. It's just a very, very slow process.
Yeah.
We took in less animals than we did the last couple of years. So it's just slow. It doesn't decrease like you'd think it would. Yeah, you would think with a population of, 120,000 with all the outlying areas that, spaying and neutering 30,000 animals in 6 years would make a huge dent. But it doesn't because there's a lot of animals. So we have to keep going at the rate that we're going. And in, another 10, 15 years, we're going to start seeing some significant results from that. Right now, it's slow, and that's the thing.
It's just a very slow
process, unfortunately.
I understand. It's a war of attrition.
It really is. Okay, so we adopted out 1,378 cats and dogs. So there were other animals that I'm not including. This is just cats and dogs that I'm talking about now. We returned 824 to their owners out of the office. Our officers also returned 341 animals in the field, meaning that they picked them up and they did have identification on them, so they were able to return them before they ever entered the shelter. And then our staff in receiving, they estimate that they probably sent home between 100 and 200 animals just by the lost reports, calling them and finding, because we don't track that, but calling them and finding their home. So they get somebody calls in and say, hey, I lost my dog. Somebody else calls in and says, hey, I found a dog. They put two and two together. They put them in touch with each other, and they don't come in. So that's quite a bit. I mean, it's clearly going to be probably 1,500 animals that we returned to their owners last year, which is great. And then our rescue partners.
100 of them a month.
Yeah. Yep. And then our rescue partners rescued. They took in 939 animals.
You think that 100 a month you just return to the owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't even count some other things you've done.
And, right.
I mean, but 100 a month, and, you know, and 5 days a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of animals every day.
Yeah, and the sad thing is that 824 that were returned to their owner, I'm not talking about the ones that were, because they don't count in the percentage, that 824, that only represented 17% of the animals that came in. So,
wow.
You know, and a lot of that reason is because cats, the return to owner rate on cats is less than 2%. And that's a nationwide thing because people just don't come in looking for cats.
Yeah.
Whereas the return to owner rate on dogs is in the 30 percentile. So at least it's a little bit better.
And a lot of people probably figures that cat doesn't like me anymore and just left.
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't. I wish they would come in and at least take a look and put a loss report, because then we could put a lot more cats back home where they belong.
Yep.
And then our rescue partners, they took 939 animals, and they found homes for them. And again, this is just dogs and cats, so there's other animals too that, you know,
you don't,
in
you don't
numbers.
Have any problems getting, I mean, adopting out goats and rabbits. And
they, it depends on the animal.
Really?
Yeah, and we have a great horse right now named Costello that we had that was found stray in the city. And
the horse was stray?
Yeah, actually.
Just walking down the street? What?
No, actually, a woman that has some cattle, and it's in the city. It's kind of barely in the city limits. Mm-hmm. But she went out there, and this horse came up when she went out to feed her cattle. And the horse came up, so somebody had to have either dumped it on the property or it strolled onto the property. I'm not sure which. He's an older horse. His name is Costello, and he's got...
How do you know his name is Costello?
Well, because we named him.
Oh, okay.
He told us, don't you speak horse? And, of course. And he's a great guy. He's super friendly. He's an older horse. He's not going to be one that's going to be ridden. But if anybody's looking for a horse to, you know, live out the rest of his days in your pasture...
Can you ride
it? I don't think you can ride him. I'm not sure. I'd have to ask the staff. He's a little bit older. He's a great guy, though. He's really friendly, very, very well-mannered.
He's probably happy where he's at.
He is.
But he could be happier with other animals.
We're not a sanctuary, so I want to find a home for him.
Okay. What else? Is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay, I've got a great story. Linda's got a good friend that's a horseback rider. Well, their next-door neighbor has a pot-bellied pig. And the pot-bellied pig, it's not a small one, but it's not a real big one, escaped from the people. They couldn't find it. Well, she's out there in her barn, and in the hay is the pot-bellied pig. The pot-bellied pig and the horse became great friends. This is not a joke. They became great friends. The horse would be out laying in the sun. There's a pig laying next to it. When the horse would be doing something, here goes the pig. She goes on a ride. And here comes the pig right trotting along the wrong side, or just like a dog, because you know pigs are smart.
Oh, they're very smart.
And very smart. Yeah. And so she's got a photo of the pig looking up, you know. And so they go on their little rides together. She gets up and the pig's just, you know, doing what pigs do, and she went down over a hill. Well, pig lost sight of the horse and rider, and she says she hears this squealing. It's horrible. It's a squealing, you know, of this pig. So she stops and rides back up, and this pig sees him. Comes down, you know, down this hill, rolling down this hill, across the river. So she get back with his buddy. So now she's got, when she goes on rides, she goes and rides
That's
with
funny.
Her horse and her
pot-belly pig.
I mean, it is hilarious when you think about this, but they told the story last night.
They are extremely intelligent.
And they're
like companionship.
They're higher on the smart chart than dogs.
They are.
So, and they are like...
Which makes you wonder why they live in mud, but...
Well, but pigs like to be clean, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they can be clean. It's just that it helps on their skin, I think.
We have a pot-belly pig right now at Haven that's in protective custody, but...
Wait a minute.
And she's really friendly.
Why protective custody?
Because she's a part of a case. So
She's
in protective custody, and she's way overweight, but she is very friendly. Very, very friendly. Most pot-belly pigs are.
These, and we also had other friends that were talking about pot-belly pigs. Is that they toilet trained it in one day?
Oh yeah, they're smart. Yeah,
and they got something inside the house. The mm-hmm. pig would go into like a giant, not a giant, but a big kitty litter box.
Yeah.
And if the only problem was that they were afraid they'd just start rooting around and going underneath the carpets. So, I mean, they hated it, but they had to take it back to, you know, to where they got it from. But, you know, they said it was just a really nice little pig. It would run down the stairs squealing when the husband came home and come up and, like, jump on him like a dog.
Yeah, I had good friends that had potbelly pigs. The only thing with them is they're so smart. They had to put locks on the drawers in their fridge because it would open the fridge and they would open the drawers. Like, you know, and the produce drawers are down on the bottom in most fridges. Yeah. And it would open it and they'd come home and there'd be produce everywhere. So, and they'd have to put locks in the cabinet. So basically they had a 2-year-old proof their whole house for the pig because she was smart. She'd open every drawer and every cabinet. Yeah, they're really smart. And actually they got a dog. And the dog was the pig's dog. And so they hung out all the time. It was hilarious.
It was the pig's dog.
Yeah, it was the pig's dog. Yeah,
so they got a dog for the pig to play with.
Yeah, so they were playmates, yeah. And the pig was in charge. Yeah, they're very smart. Yeah. But they get big.
You know, people think these little I guess you can get miniatures.
Yeah,
little miniatures,
can,
but some people don't realize a potbelly pig can get up to 150, 200 pounds.
Yeah, they'll get
a big pig.
Yeah, they'll get over 100 pounds easy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mark's story. I'm telling our little pig stories here.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I bet you have a lot of stories from out there.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
probably not as funny as the limo guy does there when he gets the assistant DA of LA that writes him a $500 tip out of the LA district attorney funds. But
yeah, no, ours are more heartwarming. I think our stories are a little more heartwarming.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And, anything big coming up here in the next – I see you've got something on April. Love Your Pet Expo.
Yeah, Love Your Pet Expo is going to be April 30th. That's going to be in conjunction with our super adoption event, and that's going to be at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Okay. Well, good. I know you've got a class you've got to teach. So, buddy, thanks for being here today. You know, thanks so much for what you guys do. You know, these statistics are just outstanding. And just an example of all the hard work you and all your volunteers do. I mean, thousands of animals out there are safe, returned, protected, taken care of because of you all.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I do want to say about those stats, so the really important thing is all of the good numbers are going up and the bad numbers are going down. So it's exactly the way we want
it's going to be a slow process until everybody gets the idea. But it's too bad there couldn't be something like you couldn't dart them in a way that, that sterilizes them.
Yeah, they're working on non-surgical sterilization. The problem is it's really expensive. And the other thing is it's still fairly untested.
Yeah.
And you have to continually do it. Like there's some in a food supplement, but you have to continually do it, and they're not really sure about the results. So until they get farther along than that, then spaying and neutering is still our best option.
Best way.
Best and only option. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon Acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 10 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 26th of January. What's it look like for weather the rest of the week here, Bad Bob?
Well, we'll see clouds and sunshine mixed until Thursday night when it gets a little bit thicker up there, and we could see about a half an inch of rain, and then that pattern will continue for the next several days. Right now in Reading, we have come all the way up to about 49 degrees.
49 degrees today, going up to 63 with sunshine. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business won awards for hiring veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. All right, you see where this guy got arrested for? You know, I hate to do this. I mean, really. He was pulled over for a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't blow in the breathalyzer. And while the policeman was talking to him, he, you might say he released his gaseous. You know, he let loose with a large...
He had flatulence.
Flatulence, yeah. Extremely loud and fragrant flatulence. And the policeman then arrested him for disorderly conduct. And the guy says, it's not my fault.
He'll probably
I had mashed potatoes and pork. It wasn't my fault. I had all this gas. And the policeman said, I was trying to explain to him. You know, hey, you know, you won't take the breathalyzer, which, by the way, when they, you know, did the blood test, it was like 0.13. So, yeah, they might have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But he said wasn't paying attention, and then he produced the flatulence right then when I was trying to talk to him, and the guy said, hey, this one's for you.
Oh, well.
And the guy said, that's not what I said. I just said, oh, I've got gas. He said, it must be the pork and the mashed potatoes. Now, you know, I mean, you
so
know,
in addition to body cams, do we now have to have chemical analyzers carried by the cops?
you see these cop shows. I don't watch them, but.
Oh, the old cops.
The old cops crazy. Things. Yeah. And they're chasing this car down. And as there's, I mean, it's like a slow speed chase. And these girls are in the front seat of the car and they're throwing their tops out the And then the car stops, and they jump out, and they're naked, and they're running around out in front of the in this yard. And the
alcohol could have been involved.
The cops call them back up. Back up, back up. You know what? They probably had – you want to know how many cops are in
– half the force.
You want to know how many law enforcement officers are in the Reading area, Reading, Shasta Lake, Anderson area? I tell you what. Say, we've got four nude females – out on Bella Vista, and you see how many state patrol, county sheriffs, and police can merge on this. Need backup to round them up. You know,
In all truth, though, I think we have around this area some of the most professional law enforcement officers you could ask for.
I'm telling you right now, there would be more than one backup. You know, that 18 minute. Oh, by the way, I looked at the overall time for emergency response in this article in the paper for the on the police. And it appears that 16 minutes, maybe for an emergency, but if you go down there and you look at every one of them for the last year they had, it was closer to 20 minutes. And this was like people being assaulted, people having houses broken into, arrests that they were making, and it was taking them. Now, I'm not sure I was reading those right, but I think that's what it said. So when Chief Paletti comes in, we need to check out, because they may have been the latest, you know, the ones he's given me is 16 minutes. But even then, 16 minutes, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime.
I understand that your stuff is not worth a human life, but the advice from law enforcement all around is now, oh, yeah, if somebody's taking stuff out of your house, just let them do it. Don't take a stand. You know, it's just let them have it.
You know, I have a tough time with that.
Yeah, so do I.
If somebody's coming into my house, violating my space and taking my stuff, and I'm there, I mean, if they, you know, see, I have this thing.
Well,
about,
I mean, if you come home and somebody's in your house.
Well, let them run up, let them run away, but not with your stuff. But, I mean, if they're in, I mean, are you going to kill somebody? Okay. Here's the thing is, are you going to kill somebody over a computer?
Over a television or something.
Or a television. Yeah. You going to kill somebody over that? No. If they're trying to run, at you, you got to defend yourself. But are you going to shoot anybody? Are you going to kill anybody because they're stealing something out of your house? You know, frankly, I'd have a tough time doing that.
Yeah.
This isn't combat. This isn't somebody planting an IED. This is somebody that's stealing something. Now, you know what? What I do have a problem on is rudeness. Is there something going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm following up on somebody dropped something into the chat room that I'm checking for news flash on.
Okay. Because my computer just clicked off here. If somebody's there and you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to keep yourself safe, your family safe, your kids safe, yes, absolutely, you know, deadly force. But to keep somebody from stealing something out of your house, you know, what we tell people is you have a hard room. Like, you know, you bring the kids into a bedroom that's got maybe a really strong locked door on it, and you lock it, and then you're calling the police at the same time, and you're keeping them safe. You don't wander through your house trying to find somebody. Have you got something there?
Yeah, a report from NBC 7 in San Diego of a possible active shooter at the Balboa Naval Hospital, and we're looking for more information on that. Hopefully at the top of the hour with our SRN News, they'll have something on that. But right now, that's pretty sketchy details, but possible active shooter. And you've been to that facility.
Yeah, I've been to that facility several times. Balboa, they've got those that are wounded that are there being treated at Balboa, but it's the major medical facility in San Diego for military, and it handles all the military from that area, all the Navy, Marines, everybody from there, and that's where they bring people back who've been wounded severely for treatment and for rehabilitation. They start there and move on, but that's the major hospital there, and I'm sure they've got the post-traumatic stress and all those other things going on.
You don't know what's going on yet. San Diego police have confirmed shots reported. They are investigating the situation, very fluid situation, and as it updates and as we get up to the top of the hour, we'll hopefully get a report from SRN. Yeah.
And here's the thing about a lone wolf shooter is that actually having the police there to be able to protect you is going to be rare. They may be some security guards that may be in the general area, but it's going to be rare. So being able to protect yourself, of course, is very important. And the fact is, too, is what do you do under an active shooter? You know, you need to get to classes and talk about this, but an active shooter, you protect yourself and your loved ones right there. It doesn't mean you go out searching for an active shooter. You get your loved ones and everybody out of there and be safe. I believe when they're talking the thing here with Anderson, and when if the teachers have a concealed carry, a couple of different groups of instructors that will teach and give instruction on CCW to Anderson teachers. But the chief of police is going to give the instructions on what to do if there is an active shooter. And I'm pretty sure what they're going to tell you is you lock that door and you draw your pistol and you protect your students. The same kind of thing here. But hopefully that there's that nobody is going to be injured there. But I think we're probably past that at this point.
Yeah, the incident has probably played out, and they're just now figuring out what happened. So our thoughts and prayers are with the active duty and civilian personnel at that facility where I have been.
Yeah, I just wonder if that's another one of the gun-free zones there, which, of course, is there's no such thing except for those who obey the law, that hospital be in a gun-free zone. It wouldn't surprise me. The VA clinic is a gun-free zone right here in Reading. However, you've got always got a couple of armed officers right there. And the clinic's not that big, but they're sitting right there watching the parking lot, watching people coming in. They're good, really good people in there. I know them all. But that's a no weapon facility at all. So I can imagine that the rest of these are like that too. Which again, our hopes and prayers going out for everybody. Okay, tomorrow we have Brian Daly will be joining us, Assemblyman Brian Daly. It's been a while since Brian's been on. We're going to get this on a regularly scheduled basis, just like our other elected representatives, to have them come in here. Also, we want to have on Friday, we've got Gregory Cheadle will be in here, running for United States Congress. And there's a good point somebody said is, he's been running and he hasn't been on the front page like Doug Wright has. So we'll have Greg on, see what Greg's talking about, what he wants to run, and what his platform is here. We're going to get all the, more candidates on. Leah Tate, who's also running in the border supervisor candidates. We're going to have them on. So we can start early in this, and so people can make up their minds. At least get more information, right? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The East Coast blizzard now blamed for 44 deaths. Among the fatalities, a Pennsylvania man who died in his car after it was apparently buried by a passing snowplow. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney saying the impact of the storm will be felt for quite a while.
I want to ask people for patience during the cleanup and remind them this is the fourth greatest snowfall in city history. As a matter of fact, in one night we received more, 18 some inches. It was the largest single snowfall in a 24-hour period.
And in Washington, the federal government is closed for another day. Wall Street not closed today, and that's a good thing because the stock market is soaring. Stocks are on the rise along with the price of oil. Upbeat fourth quarter results from some big companies also giving the market a lift today. When he unveils his budget blueprint next month, President Obama will outline a plan that's supposed to help people live financially secure in their golden years.
We're proposing automatic